This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Good news for Coloradans who rely on federal food aid to fill their cabinets. That assistance will keep flowing, at least for now. CPR's Caitlin Kim.
Despite the federal government shutdown, Coloradans enrolled in SNAP, the program formerly known as food stamps, won't see any disruption of benefits, at least for this month. The state also says federal food boxes for needy families and seniors aren't experiencing any impacts yet, while hunger advocates say the same holds true for WIC, the Women, Infants, and Children program, which Colorado Insured is funded until October 31st. But many who depend on this help have said they're worried about the longer term as Congress remains deadlocked over how to reopen the government. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
CU Denver will guarantee admission for some Aurora Public Schools students in a deal signed this week. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The agreement means Aurora Public Schools high school juniors and seniors earning a 3.0 GPA will receive guaranteed admission to CU Denver. APS students will also have their application fee waived and will receive a sample financial aid package and coordinated campus visits. APS Superintendent Michael Giles Jr. calls it a game changer that aligns with CU Denver's mission to expand economic mobility for all. The agreement is similar to one the college made for students in Denver Public Schools several weeks ago. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
In Denver, there's a chance for showers for the rest of the day, but sunny tomorrow with a high around 75 degrees. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.